Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off, take it off. Hey. The way you move your body got me so turned up, right?
Yeah.
Hey. So sexy, got me caught up in the moment light.
Yeah.
Keep playing.
So sexy.
God, he's amped. I
you
love
got
it.
That booty like.
Imagine living with that guy. Like, just, dude, calm down for a second. I mean, you've been amped since 1999.
You know who does the best version of Little John is Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle.
Oh, my God. Oh,
huh? My God.
What?
And then, yeah.
And then that he was gets, one of the greatest bits,
and
dude.
Then he gets calm. He's like, yes, I believe that is the correct answer. Okay. Just fantastic. Just fantastic. Thank you, Little John, for everything. Anyway, it's 8:17. It's Brock. It's Hunter. We got to keep removing here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
Yeah. This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the business.
What's up, Katie? I actually got to see Katie yesterday. She came in to record a new commercial. Obviously, they got some fun stuff coming up here for April as well that we will be involved with. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. We got good stuff. Okay. I don't know how many stories like this is going to take for people to stop doing this, but just stop giving fake names and everything. They're going to figure out who you are, okay, to cops. Mm-hmm. Just, it doesn't work. You can, it's not like back in the 20s when you say, oh, yeah, my name's...
I'm John Smith.
Joe Schmo. Okay, all right. The cops in Clam Lake Township, Michigan, spotted a car on the shoulder off the highway last Friday with its lights off. When they walked up to the car, they saw a guy in the front seat trying to duck out of sight. Oh, maybe if I don't move, they won't see me like a T-Rex. Doesn't work that way. Well, the cops asked him for his name, so he gave them a fake name. But the cops didn't know it was fake, so when they ran the name, it turned out the actual person had felony warrants.
Oh,
so
boy.
This guy was arrested anyways with the fake name that he gave. when the cops searched him, they found he had 27 grams of meth on him, so he was out for a good time.
Yeah.
When they got to jail, they took his fingerprints and figured out his real identity. He's facing charges for meth possession, lying to an officer during a felony, and much more. So and that's karma right there. That is karma.
I was gonna say, some things are just destiny,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
It's just destined to happen. You come up with any name in the world.
Yep.
Any name. It just so happens the one you come up with already has warrants, so they pull you. Oh, man. That sucks. You know what? Have you ever thought of that? Like, if you were to give a fake name to somebody, like, what's the first name you could think of?
God,
like, I sit there, and I can't think of anything. Like, on the spot, it's so hard to think of something.
Like, right now, exactly. Even now, we've kind of given ourselves some time. Like, give me a fake name.
DeMario. It sounds so stupid sometimes, the stuff you come up with.
There's a street off of Napier that I pass all the time, and it's Smyers, all right? It's S-M-E-Y-E-R-S. And some of you may
use that a lot, huh?
But what it always cracks me up, because that, to me, is like someone, like, was trying to make up a name. Like, oh, what street do you live on? Smyers Street. Like, they tried to say like South Street, and then they said, and then the Myers by like Smyers Street.
Smyers.
Yeah, that's fake.
Like, are you sure? Are you sure that's what it's?
Yeah. It's Smyers Street. That's exactly how this would go. I don't think you got to have one ready. Apparently, but again, I don't know what you would need a fake name for at any point in time. You know.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're going to get busted. Like I said, it's destiny. You're going to go to jail.
Yep.
You're getting busted.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, he was meant to be behind bars. He had the 27 grams of meth. He could have given any name, but he gives a name with warrants already out for it. So, and felony warrants, too.
A lot of meth, too, isn't
yeah,
it?
That is.
A lot of meth.
I want to know where he was going. Where he was going with 27 grams of meth.
somewhere quick. I guarantee you that.
You'll be up for a while. All right, there you go. John...
Smart
John Smyers. Johnson. John, damn it. You're going to jail.